When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, authentic influencers, we're here on episode 105, and I am so excited today for our topic. We are going to be talking about how you can overcome the fear of success and how you can really start dreaming bigger. I have found so many times that network marketers and the people that I talk to in network marketing, they have a hard time sometimes dreaming bigger. You know, I talk to people and they're like, and I say, you know, wave your magic wand. What is it that you would love to do? And they're like, well, maybe make like $500 or $1,000 a month. And I'm like, girl, you got to dream bigger because you can do so much more than that. Or, you know, it's just really playing small. And you can do so much more when you set your mind to it and you decide, no, look, I am going to do something amazing. And that's exactly what Amy Lee talks about. So I'm so excited to do this interview with her. And she really is just another like total authentic influencer that is rocking it and is sharing her unique gifts, talents, and strengths to be able to help other people. So excited for this interview. So let's jump right in. Hey, authentic influencers. I'm so excited today to talk with Amy Lee Westervelt. She is amazing when it comes to mindset and network marketing. So welcome, Amy.
Thank you so much for having me. I have been so excited about appearing on this podcast. This is like my sweet spot.
Love it. Well, let's just dive right in. I would love to hear a little bit about your background, you know, where you got started and a little bit of your story and how you got to where you are now.
Yeah, absolutely. So it all starts a long time ago in Fairbanks, Alaska. My husband was stationed there and I had two small children and another on the way. And I wouldn't say I was miserable so much as I felt very hopeless. It wasn't that Alaska wasn't beautiful, it was, but I was 7,000 miles away from my family. I didn't have any of the creature comforts. I mean, imagine like the only places you can shop are Walmart and like some sporting goods store, and the food store had like clothes in it. That's how remote this was. So it just wasn't my jam, right? Like I'm from Boston, I'm a city girl. And so one day I just had enough and I went to my husband and I said, look, I can't do this anymore. Not like in the, I can't be with you anymore because I'd follow him to the ends of the earth, but I can't do this military lifestyle anymore. And he's like, okay, you need to figure out how to make what I'm making with the military, who's an officer, and we'll get out. And as soon as he said that, Brooke, I was like, done and done. Did not have any earthly idea how it was going to do it. Had no idea whatsoever. But I knew that it was either do this or stay stuck. And so at that moment, I started doing kind of revisiting all of my education in the law of attraction, right, from the college. And everyone was reading The Secret. And I started really diving into the law of attraction, manifesting, and I started thinking, how am I going to do this? How am I going to create this? And, you know, lo and behold, I bumped into this gal who was part of a network marketing company. And, you know, I asked her about it, and I ended up getting involved with it. And long story short, we got to that amount, like, almost overnight. And one day I was sitting with my husband, and, you know, he's like, wouldn't it be amazing to make 5 figures a month? And I was like, really, like, we were doing so good. Like, I was really proud of what I created. Like, why would you, like, make it so much bigger? And he's like, but what if we did? And what if we use this exact same formula to do that? And I was like, I mean, we can. And then that happened. And then it was like, how high can we go? And what was really interesting about it was I did it all without cold messaging a single soul, without even recruiting. Like I had taught myself attraction marketing before I even knew that was a thing. And so then, you know, the company asked me to train on that, and, you know, I was all about it, and then the company ended up, people ran with that, and then all of a sudden, everybody was using that in the company, and then the company ended up, you know, making a whole much more money. And after a while, I looked back, and I was like, you know, I love this company, I love what I'm doing, but what I really want is to be a visionary. I really want to empower women, direct sales or not. I want to empower women to know that they can create the life of their dreams with what they already have. And so I got really brave and I left. I was making 5 figures a month at the time and I just walked away. It was right before Hanukkah. We're Jewish. It was right before Hanukkah. And we didn't have any savings or anything because, you know, that's just what you do when you have all that money. You don't know how to manage it, right? And we just took off and I just started taking coaching clients. And now I have this incredible practice where I'm a dream design coach and I work with direct sellers, network marketers, all kinds of folks just on bringing those real dreams, not the ones that the company necessarily, you know, dangles in your face, not the FOMO dreams, but the genuine dreams, bringing those into fruition and creating a life and business that you love.
That is amazing. I love it so much because I talk to so many people in network marketing and I'm like, hey, well, you know, what is it that you want to do? What's your dream? And they're like, well, it'd be really nice to make like maybe $1,000 a month. And I'm like, girl, you got a dream so much bigger. What is your dream beyond that? And it's just getting people to dream bigger is so important. So what are some tips that you can give our listeners on how they can like start to dream bigger?
Yeah, this is such a great question. It's one that I absolutely love. So I actually have a 3-step process for how to kind of create your dreams. And it starts with assessing. What do you really want? And a friend of mine actually pointed out, it's not really what you want, it's what you wish, right? Because as we know, if you've ever studied the law of attraction, it's all about aligning with the outcomes that you want to have. And so when you wish for something, you know, your wish is my command. So you have to get really clear on what you want, not what comes next in the hierarchy of your business, not what kind of car they're going to give you, not what kind of badge or what kind of ribbon or what kind of status symbol, but what do you really genuinely want? And, you know, a really good test of this is to think about if your child needed a medicine, right, like really, really bad, and it was like a life or death situation, you'd be doing anything you had to do to make that outcome happen. But yet, when it comes to your dreams, you know, you're kind of got some skin in the game, but at the same time, it doesn't necessarily drive you. So you've got to figure out what's on the other side of this for me if I do X, Y, Z. And you will find you will run so much faster. You'll get up earlier. You'll be happy to do it because you'll have that vision board. Or you'll have whatever it is that you're working toward, right? So once you've got that first step of assessing, the second step is to align. Find the people that have what it is that you have and figure out what they're doing. Emulate those habits. Figure out what they're doing and do those things. The difference between the person who is the thing and the person who isn't is just in the habits, what they do, right? So they say, you know, if you want to be a writer, write. So if you want to do these things and you want to have this lifestyle, figure out what is it that they're doing. And, you know, sometimes the caveat is maybe they're cold messaging, maybe they're doing icky tactics. Chances are, if you ask for intuition, you're going to find a way to do it in a way that's completely organic. And I'm sure you help people with that all the time, right? That's mm-hmm. the platform. So hang out with Bert and she'll teach you that part. And then the last part is just to affirm, to just say that it's so. What will my life be like when? And just start living as if and making room for that abundance in your life. If you do those three things, that is how I created my 7-figure business, my dream house, how I called in my dream husband. I mean, it's that simple and that simple.
That's awesome. Yeah. One of the things that, and it goes right along with what you're talking about, but one of the things that I always tell people to, like, the first thing is figure out what is the person or who is that person that you want to be. And if you start acting like that person and start making decisions like that person, it's amazing how quickly you actually become that person.
Yes, absolutely. Exactly. Before you know it, you turn around and that's you. And you're like, I've always been this way, because you don't see that progression because you're there the whole time, right? You're mm-hmm. the one looking in the mirror. You don't see those changes. but everybody else will. And bonus, when you're in direct sales and network marketing and this is happening to you, people are watching and people notice. And it's not the sales or the product that people are buying. It's the way that those things are making you feel. It's the way that those things, those businesses are making you feel. So they're watching to see how it's affecting your life. And that's the secret of attraction marketing, because they're like, well, what's Amy Lee doing that I'm not doing? Well, why does she glow? Why does she all of a sudden just seem so full and complete? It must be something she's doing. I should do that thing too. And 99% of the time, you know, that really is what's going on. It really is the business, hopefully, if there is alignment there. So yeah, that's a really great point, and I completely agree.
So what do you tell people when they come up against resistance? Because there are so many times we're like, okay, this is my dream. This is what I want to do. I'm going to go for it. And then they hit resistance. And then it's like their dream matters, but maybe not so much because resistance is too hard to push through.
Yeah, that's an awesome question too. Gosh, you have really good questions. So when that happens, when you come up against that resistance, that's the terror barrier. And what that means is that your ego, which is designed to keep you safe, right? From back in the days when you were running from tigers and things like that, your ego is saying, hold on a second, that's the unknown. We don't know what's over there. Stay over here, stay on the couch, keep eating chips and watching Netflix, and we're good, right? Here's another bonbon, be quiet. So what happens is, it's not that you're afraid of succeeding, I mean, of failing, it's that you're afraid of succeeding because you don't know what life looks like there. You're comfortable here. You know what time you get up, or you know what things are going to be like, but you haven't given yourself the opportunity to really slow down and say, well, if I hit this, you know, increment of sales, how much more work is that for me? How many more people am I having conversations with? How much more am I sharing my business? You don't want to think about those things because those are outside the realm of what you already know. So your ego goes, no, we're good. We don't want to think about that. And that's when you shut down. So my advice in that case, when you come up against that resistance, the first thing is to thank that resistance because it's trying to protect you. If you don't fight against it, it will relax, right? It's like if you have something that's like struggling, if you let go, it will let go. So if you just say, you know what, I see you. I see you're trying to protect me, and that's amazing, but I need to do this. I need to go for this. This is important to me. And then the next thing is just to let go of all the things you haven't done. Let go of all that guilt, right? There's that little voice that says, well, you think you're going to do this, but you didn't do the other 15 things you had on your list. So, you know, I have a saying, forgive yourself for the dreams that you didn't think you were allowed to aspire to. Like, forgive yourself for things that you didn't think you were allowed to even ask for, the fact that you don't have them. You can't punish yourself twice. Either it's your fault you don't have them, or it's your fault you didn't aspire to them, but you can't do both. And once you kind of get rid of that inner turmoil, and you just look at it like, this is the next step for me, and there might be setbacks. You might have days, you know, like clients will come to me and be like, I just can't show up today. And I'm like, I get you. And you know what? Take a couple days and we'll revisit this. So you can't take it as a personal attack against yourself that you're having resistance, that you're, you know, I was so gung-ho last week and now it's time to do the work and I'm just not there. Like, that's totally normal. What you've got to do is jump in the driver's seat and say, girlfriend, I got you. You go have, you know, a snack, go watch some Netflix, rest for a little while. We're going to try this again. So I think that's really important, is understanding where that comes from, that it's actually meant to help you. And then you find that it's a lot easier to deal with it when it looks like it's something that's just, you know, it's like when your mom tried to tell you to put a sweater on when you went to the football game and you're like, but I have this adorable dress on. And she's like, but it's going to get cold after 9. And it's not that she didn't want you to look pretty. She's just trying to protect you.
Right. I love that. And I haven't heard anyone explain resistance quite like that. So I really love the idea of like thinking resistance for showing up, because there's so many times, like, it doesn't matter like what level you're at in business. Every time that you're trying to do something new, resistance is going to show up. And honestly, I think the bigger goals you have, the harder resistance shows up, because it's like, That is way too scary for you to do, you know? So I love
that. And the sooner that you show up, the more people see you. And the more people see you, the more you make yourself a target. And the more you make yourself a target, the more you are no longer safe. And there's that tiger, right? And so your ego is just trying to protect you.
Right. So I recently was talking with a client and she was talking about how she had this fear of success. And it wasn't that she was afraid of like making all the money or anything like that. She was mainly afraid of like having all these people underneath her to like rely on her, you know? And so when you have like, there's different kinds of fears of success, but like, how do you help people get through like pushing through this fear of success? Because like, it is the unknown, but how do we kind of calm that part of our brain down to say, look, like everything is really figure outable. You know what I mean?
I love that too. I totally read that book, Marie Forleo. I love that book. Okay, so I had 10,000 downlines when I was in my company. So I just want to preface that to say that I can answer this from a perspective of knowledge. And what you're talking about, that particular fear of success, is actually called imposter syndrome. And what that is that you're too in your head, like, I don't know if I can help these people. I don't know if I can put all these eggs in my basket, like, can I be responsible for their well-being? And as soon as you start using the word I at that level, that's when you know you're in your own head, right? And at the end of the day, the people are already under you. You already made the commitment that you're going to do this. So what I always say to myself, and it sometimes it comes out really sweet, and sometimes it's kind of like a waggy finger, is it's not about you. It's not about you, Emily. It's not about you worrying about showing up. You know, sometimes I would go live in my pajamas because I have 5 kids under the age of 8. I guess at the time I had 2 or 3. And I needed them to know that hustling and doing whatever it is, maybe that's not the right word, but doing the things that you need to do in your business happen alongside raising kids and getting food all over you and, you know, ring lights breaking and all these other things. And they have to understand that sometimes things have to be let go. And one of those things sometimes was me putting makeup on or brushing my hair. And I wanted them to see that. Now, some people were like, oh, wow, she can't even, you know, get dressed up to go live. But some people resonated with that. So it's really important that you remember, why are you getting compensated as a leader? You're getting compensated as a leader to show up, right? To be there and say, hey, I'm holding space for you. You're getting paid to show them the business model and how to emulate whatever it is that you're doing and to do it in an authentic way, hopefully, if you're doing it right. And that's it. You're not getting paid to reach their goals for them. You're not getting paid to make them do the work. You're not getting, you know, you're not being compensated even, you know, because maybe there's other ways. You're not being compensated for running their business. So you've got to get over that feeling of like, oh, but what if they don't? Some will, some won't. You know, there will be people that will rise to the occasion and be rock stars the whole time they're in your organization. There will be people that are rock stars for 3 months and then all of a sudden turn on you and hate your guts and block you. There'll be people that are duds right out of the gate and then all of a sudden something happens or you say something on a live and it blows them wide open and all of a sudden they're right up there with you on stage. So it's really a lot less about your ability and more about your commitment and your, you know, your excitement for them, you showing up for them, you cheering for them. So that would be my suggestion, would be make it, when that happens, tune into the fact that you're getting in your own head and remember what you're there for. Remember why direct sales companies are structured the way they are. They don't have a sales training course, so to speak. You know, your upline is responsible for that because they hopefully they've done it and you are there to emulate that.
Awesome. I love it so much. Well, I really could talk to you all day, but if anyone wants to know more about what you do and maybe to get some help from you and stuff, where is the best way for them to reach out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm in the process of, like everyone else, redoing my website, right? Everybody's doing their website during COVID. But it's multifunctional, so it's like there's some pieces that are working. But it's gratitudeandglamour.com. And if you'd like to join my group on Facebook, it is gratitudeandglamour.com/unstoppable. And that's how you can find me.
Awesome. Well, we'll make sure that we link that in the show notes. And thank you so much for being on the podcast today. This has been so fun.
Oh my gosh, it's been a blast. And I'd love to come back anytime. And you should definitely come be online too.
Okay, awesome. We'll do it.
Oh my goodness. I bet you guys have so many amazing ideas after that interview, right? So you really need to start thinking about who is it that you want to become? Who is that person that you just every single day you can't wake up to be her or him? And one of the things that I do that has really helped me is creating a magic morning. And I've talked about this on other podcasts and stuff like that before, but if you do not have a magic morning, I actually have a formula that walks you through exactly how to put it together, what you should do with your morning every single morning, how to really start figuring out who is it that you want to become and how to start acting like that person. So if you want the formula of how to do a magic morning, all you need to do is go to socialtenacity.com/magicmorning, all one word, and you can get your free download there. So excited for you all to start figuring out what is your bigger dream. How can you start acting like the person that you want to become and really start taking control of your life?
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit. Check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a 2-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.